This is the Grease Minute Before 7 on 2 for Tuesday, 432-1101. My telephone number. Yeah, go ahead, you live on the air.
It takes you so long to answer the phone.
I'm sorry for crying out loud. I got a million things going on here.
Well, what? You got a million things going on. I'm trying to get a hold of you for 20 minutes.
All right, stop kvetching. You got a hold of me now. You're wasting time with the complaining. What do you want?
What's what I want?
Yes.
Grease, you've got what I want.
Oh, my God. I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it.
I don't know how to get it.
I just can't stand the people using me for my body. You know, I feel so cheap.
No, I don't want to use you for your body, just a small portion of it.
Oh, get out of my face. Can't you see that I'm a man with so much more to give than just my grotesque of a development than the manly hydraulics? I mean, my God, I'm an artist. I'm a man that wants to relate to you on an interhuman level. And you don't want any of that. All you want is my wheelbarrow. Well, let me tell you something, darling. I'm sick of it.
Grace. I wouldn't do that to you. I would let you use me for my body.
Let's just drop the whole subject for crying out loud. Whatever happened to the games we used to play, the subtleties, you know? The first date spent coyly discovering each other instead of, what is this, your body, my body, what are we talking here? I remember when I married Estelle. Sweet thing that she would. Do you realize I had never seen that woman naked when I married her? I had never seen her. I guess those days are gone. Those days, hey, those days are out the window. But that's the way it was then. We sparked and courted a year and a half after I met her. We married. I'll never forget, she was in this slinky little negligee, and there I was in my drawstring jammies, and I'm lying under the cover. She said, "Honey, before I get into bed, I'm going to go to the bathroom." I said, "Well, you can leave the door open now. We married." She said, "I think I will." But when I saw her tuck the newspaper under her arm as she walked in there, I said, "Honey, on second thought, close that."